we're underway.
Sporting news, chat and debate. This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
The crowd are on their feet.
Hello, welcome to the Scores on the Doors podcast. I'm Callum Patterson. This is the final of our four editions over Christmas and New Year, looking at the best of some of the sports we've covered on our regular hour-long radio programme throughout 2015. On this edition, we're looking at the year in golf. David Marshall has joined us a few times throughout the year on our radio show to discuss some of the big tournaments, and at the time of year where many players will be putting their clubs down, well, certainly for a day or two anyway, we're going to reflect on one or two of the talking points.
This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
As ever, we had our four majors throughout the year, including the Open Championship, which took place in Scotland at St Andrews. David gives us his thoughts on the four big tournaments.
So, first major of the year, we had the Masters, and what really was the coming out party for Jordan Spieth, winning his first major, breaking Tiger Woods' major scoring record, going round in 270, were 18 under par. Well, now the president of what Jordan Spieth could do from his appearance at the Masters last year, coming so close, and to finally win his green jacket. Really, at the time, the world was his oyster. Move on to the US Open. Again, all the limelight in Jordan Spieth. Incredible last day when he goes up against Dustin Johnson. Put him going the last hole. And the scenes with Johnson with the eagle to win it, missing it, with the ball going about 3 feet by the hole. And the incredible scene of DJ missing his birdie putt to tie. And all of a sudden, you've got this young guy, Jordan Spieth, at 22. Within the first two majors, he's now a two-time major winner. Quick shout out for the US Open. You have to think about Louis Oosthuizen as well, who posted a first round score of 7 over par, then went round the last three rounds in 199 to finish just one shot off the lead. And again, this helped him immensely going into the Open at St Andrews, where he narrowly missed out in a four-hole playoff with Mark Leishman and Zach Johnson. Again, Zach Johnson winning his first major as well. Louis, of course, winning the Open at St Andrews in 2010. Quick shout out for the Open as well for the outstanding performance by the amateurs, mostly led by American Jordan Neighbridge, who finished in 11 under par to win the silver medal. But it was a lot of impressive scores from the amateurs there. And of course, finally, to the final major of the year, the PGA Championships. And you have to say, the story, well, it was a story all year. Jason Day, after his battling performance at the US Open, coming down with vertigo. And I don't think there was anyone more deserving of a major this year than Jason Day. And I was really happy to see him get that at the PGA Championship.
So that's the story of the four majors. What about from a Scottish angle? Is there anyone from these lands that's lighting things up?
In terms of Scottish golf this year, we had a couple of fairly decent successes. We had Paul Laurie, who made a push at the Open in the first couple of days, but fell away. Obviously, the man of the moment in Scottish golf right now is Russell Knox, winning the World Golf Championship event, the HBSC Champions at Shanghai, with a really impressive performance. It was really a performance that matched the stunness of the course in Shanghai, posting a final score of 20 under par and picking himself up a nice $1.4 million. Which is will go some way to helping his career. Also with that comes a 3-year exemption on the PGA Tour. So hopefully now we'll see Russell Knox push on with his career, and we might have, you know, another Scot that's putting in a decent performance at the major championships now.
Golf starts up again quite quickly in 2016 with the PGA Tour, for example, in action in the second weekend in January. David gives his predictions on what might happen in 2016, including possibly a controversial viewpoint.
2016 is obviously could be a massive year for golf. It's a Ryder Cup year, obviously. We've got Ryder Cup going to Minnesota. The Cup will go over to America, but I can't see anything else than it coming back to Europe. But the big thing everyone will be looking forward to is we've not really had a major rival in golf for some time now. You know, it was Tiger Woods versus the world for so long. Now we've got McIlroy versus Spieth. Hopefully we'll see those two go at it for many years now. In terms of both of them, I can see Spieth winning at least one major championship next year. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see him retain his title at Augusta. He's got, you know, he seems to have that tee down to, that course down to a tee. Much like, you know, Laurie at Condé State just seems to be his course. McIlroy, I hope he comes back well. He had a bit of a disappointing year in 2015, you know, highlighted by him breaking his foot and missing the Open at St Andrews. Finally, my predictions for 2016 end on a bit of a sad note. I expect we will see the retirement of Tiger Woods. He's coming back for that major back surgery, and you know, there's a lot of chatter in the players' circle now. Will we even see him pick up a club again? If we've not already seen the end of Tiger Woods' career, then we will do it in 2016.
This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
Thank you very much to David Marshall for his thoughts, and we shall hear from him, I'm sure, throughout 2016 on Scores on the Doors when the radio show is back on Tuesday the 19th of January on UWS Radio and Wednesday the 20th on Space Sound and TD1. However, that is it from the four special podcasts review in 2015. Don't fret though, we do have some bonus audio which you can check out through our social media pages in the days and weeks to come. At SOTD Radio on Twitter or facebook.com/scoresofthedoors, we'll have Ryan Rowe talking in an extended form about the year in tennis, including the success, for example, for the GB side in the Davis Cup. And we will continue to post in some form the on-air interviews we do on our weekly show through our social media accounts. However, this has been the fourth and final edition of our festive Scores and Doors podcasts. It's been presented and produced by myself, Callum Patterson, in the UWS Radio Studios in Ayr. Season's greetings and all the best for 2016.